From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rebel rockets have slammed into a government-controlled Damascus neighborhood, killing 35, according to Syrian state media. Witnesses said the rockets hit a market jammed with shoppers. There's been no comment from any rebel force. The Syrian rescue organization known as the White Helmets, meanwhile, said it has pulled 20 bodies out of the rubble of a school in eastern Ghouta. The organization said the building was struck by Syrian or Russian jets and civilians were using the school as a shelter. Syrian forces have retaken nearly all of the Damascus suburb of East Ghouta, leaving what is left split among three rebel groups. UN officials say about 100,000 people are trapped in rural areas of Syria's northern Afrin district and need humanitarian aid after Turkish and allied Syrian forces drove out the Syrian Kurdish militia. UNICEF estimates 50,000 children are among those who need humanitarian aid in Afrin. Afghanistan's Taliban says they are ready to discuss peace and reconciliation with the leaders of Afghan jihadi organizations opposed to the U.S.-led foreign occupation of the country. The insurgent group made the overture through an official statement Tuesday, but maintained its silence over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's recent offer of a reconciliation dialogue. The statement referred to the 2001 U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan as an ongoing tragedy. The U.S., meanwhile, has said any peace and reconciliation process has to be Afghan-led. This is VOA News.